wisdom. And here comes the truth. And here comes your favorite podcast, always still made for you.
There we go. So now we've got the robot Craig going here. Craig is our friend helping us out. He sometimes, I don't know, has Craig failed us in years? No, I don't think so. Craig's been a good robot. What do you think,
Craig? Oh, G-Arc. Yeah, we haven't had to use G-Arc in a while, which is Craig's evil twin.
Yeah, G-Arc, those were dark days when we were going down the G-Arc road. This is the behind the scenes. This is wisdom. This is early morning wisdom before production. Yeah, and so I got a new robot. I got a new robot vacuum and mop. And my God.
Two in one?
It's so good.
Oh, a wet robot?
It vacuums your house and like does all the carpets, different depths, different speeds, different carpets, detects them all, has like, you know, cameras and sensors everywhere. Sweet app where you set up the rooms and zones and you can customize whatever you want for each room. And then, yeah, and then it has water and it cleans the mop every so many minutes. So it goes back to the station, washes the mop, comes, mops some more of your floor, goes back, washes the mop, and it does that until the whole house is cleaned.
What brand is this?
This is called Roborock. We call him, he is Mortimer. That's his name. Mortimer von Oofy. Because Oofy was our first one and he died. And so this is his son, Mortimer. You know, he had a good robot. But now we've got this robot is really a whole different level of goodness. And I think our house is perfectly suited for it.
No 6-year-old just leaving crap everywhere.
No, just one floor though, right? One level. Our whole house is all one level, right? And that's just amazing.
I had to scrape off old rotten banana on my floor this morning. Oofy would have done that.
That doesn't seem so bad.
No, I know, but the Oofy runs into that. It's a little bit of a problem.
Well, no, I still move things and let it go. Okay. So I'll do it like when we're leaving the house. So before we leave, I go put a couple chairs up on the table, you know, clean the floor, make sure the cables aren't out. And I just say, okay, clean the house, man. You got 2 hours, go. And it just goes. And then you can go on your app and watch what it's doing and stuff. It's quite fun. I wish you could leave rewards for it or something where it goes around the house.
That'd be cool.
I also think that this company is missing out on an opportunity. Rewards for your robo vacuum would be so fun. They're missing out on two opportunities. First one, personalizing your robot. Skins. Robot skins.
Free robot, but then you pay for the skins.
Sell robot skins or stickers for your robot vacuums for like the kids or the pets or, you know? And second,
that's what
of
I was gonna
all,
say, would it be wraps or just digital screens on it that
I don't know. I think wraps. Like a bumper on your phone.
All right.
You get like a robot bumper aftermarket or a top or something. Something neat. Something to give it some personality. Personalize your robot vacuum. Because everybody I know that has one talks to it.
Yeah.
Everybody I know talks to their robot. They are yearning for the friendship of it. Secondly, this is where we're going. Just put it, let me talk to it. Just make it my friend. Just let it go around the house and let me talk to it. Because we can do that now. You just need a little speaker. And it's already connected to the internet. It's already stealing all my data. Just let me talk to my robot. Give it a personality. Yeah. And then also
that would be really sad if it had chat GPT talking to it as it's driving around.
Just to
And then Trevor, I'm seeing lots like notice another Slurpee cup on the ground here. You back on the slurp? Sorry, Jeff.
I think if there was like home like Home Intruders or like an invader. I think it should just have a camera and start just like go to where there's movement and start just sending pictures to the police.
A little built-in taser. Could you get it? What, like?
Yeah, a taser.
Robo Rock 1000. Yeah.
Like, isn't this the future of the robot vacuum? Is he like your home friend, police officer?
Security system, everything. Yeah.
Entertainment.
Except
jam
dies.
Buddy. It could jam with you.
We thought it was the 5-0 breaking in, and we took the taser to him, and turns out it was the family cat sleeping.
Oh, I don't know. Okay, so I'm just saying, I'm on the robot train. I've given up. Robot vacuum is so good. My mom is fascinated by it, and she loves it. Of course, she would never. But
wasn't she
going to
get a
robo
lawnmower?
Oh, I was trying to convince her forever. Yeah. I want that so bad. The only reason I want a lawn ever, if I ever wanted one, would be to have a robot lawnmower, just because that'd be so fun. I could watch it forever.
Why get a robot when you can get a property care management team like me? I've moved up in life. I've got gardeners. I've got guys.
Who's that, Wilder Van Link? Is that your property management team?
No.
You got the boys?
No, I got Ukrainian guys, man. They come over at 10:10. They come over at 10:10 p.m. for consultation. Like
Igor, you got Igor. Igor comes.
It's a little late, you guys. And then, okay, we're gonna take down this tree. Perfect. Sounds good. And then they're like, "Where's Igor?" And
you
friends?
Come home. It's
like,
on fire. It's they're
no.
burning it down.
2 weeks later, that tree that they're gonna take down on my house crash. Ooh. Darn Igor, couldn't you have got here a little early? But then, don't worry, Igor showed up a week later to take the trees down in the backyard that weren't.
You say I could have ordered a drone strike from Ukraine to take it down, Igor. You can hit Igor. Your people can hit it now from the homeland. One fiber optic cable, Igor.
Hey, we don't talk about why Igor is not over there. Igor's probably done some bad stuff.
Igor, do some good stuff for the trees and the houses, Igor.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. The beaver won again in Dauphin. Flood of beaver. The century again. Second flood of the century.
Beavers on high ground.
The beaver made the dam, backed up the river. That's what I think. The beaver was taking all of the guns and filling the river with them.
There's enough wood in those guns to dam up the river. So, yeah.
Anything
no robot
to talk
back.
About this week? Where yes. do we go?
No robot
where
back for Carter.
Go
you know
now. Where do we go?
No robot vac for me. It wouldn't be able to turn around because my house is 1 square foot by 1 square foot of constant moving around. Because, I've got no basement. But don't worry. I saved the most important thing in the basement.
What?
Janelle's preteen magazines. So I'd like to read from an issue of BOP 1997 here.
Were you just grabbing buckets?
It's grabbing lots, man. Yeah, it was computer first because I think my computer is on probably worth $4,000 these days. I bought it last year, and these days probably $4,000. Then the Vox AC15, then all the guitars, then all as the audience probably knows, got a lot of stuff.
You're a bit of a hoarder, and we've been giving you kudos. Much like you can buy for your robot vacuum here at Here Comes the Wisdom. Mm-hmm. Buy your robo kudos. So you were giving kudos to physical media, Carter, because you were right. And then turns out...
I was wrong. No. Yeah.
What was the
There's
stuff?
No
Is
flood
there anything
in the
you
clouds,
feel?
Carter. Yeah. No flood in the clouds.
That's right.
Is there stuff right. you're... Yeah. Is there stuff you're having a hard time looking at because you didn't take it?
Oh, I got everything.
Quick enough?
I got everything.
But... things that you saved for later, now they know.
Oh, yes, you're right, absolutely. There's some things that look like in drawers, and looking back, it's like actual like stuff from like 30 years ago. It's like, ooh, I probably should have saved that earlier. pictures of Link. in no, sorry, it's too late. Inside, like the womb, like those pictures and things like that. But hey, had to get that issue of Crisis on Infinite Earth signed and personalized to Carter. Keep on Keeping On by Marv Wolfman and George Perez. That's what immediately came to mind.
Priorities.
Yes. Ultrasound pictures of Link. Yeah, if I want to see Link, he's upstairs. I'll wake him up.
Yeah, ultra. Yeah. Whatever.
So, Leonardo DiCaprio, 1997. They interview his mom to learn a little more about him here. And they say
Okay, wait. Before we get into our new, 1997 Bop magazine?
Yeah, yeah.
Say what you will about Leo, okay? Yeah, ha, 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 ha. Young girlfriends, ha, ha, ha. Breaks up with them when they're 25, ha, ha. But he's not Epsteining it.
You're right.
They're not
12-year-olds.
Nope. He's very publicly a dirtbag, but he's not that. So I'm just saying. So let's see what Leo back in the day. This would have been post Titanic or
pre-Titanic.
Oh my.
So I always said to Trevor, young Trevor reminds me a bit of Leo there. But here's the thing. Turns out Leo has no brothers and sisters, only child, again, like Trevor.
Gee, wow.
Would he want any? His mom says never. He never, don't dare bring any competition into his house. And then he's a spoiled star. His mom says that she totally spoiled the blonde babe while he was growing up. Leo never had a heavy house chores, and his mom loved to cook and clean for him. And knowing Leo, his mom says her son will want to marry a woman who will pamper him as much as she did. And he's probably going to find her. Ha ha ha, 25-year-old, you ruined my joke, Trevor.
Yeah.
Super funny. Okay, here's another good one.
Here. Clooney got married.
This is like the most inappropriate thing here. It's this section is called "What's Up With That?" And
what's up with that? What's up with that?
This is where you ask your favorite celebrity questions here. What ancestry is Nick Carter of the Backstreet Boys? Any guesses?
Norwegian.
Yeah, you'd think so. So the magazine says, you'll never guess this one. Looking at the blonde, blue-eyed, milky white skin singer behind the Backstreet Boys. You think
South Africans.
You think he was Swedish or German, wouldn't you? But the Jamestown, New York native tells us, have you heard of Blackfoot Indians? That's what I am. I am Blackfoot Indian. And then he actually has had his DNA tested and posted, but with MyHeritage DNA, I Googled this now.
Okay.
And, Nick's genetic ancestry is 62% North and West European, 11% Scandinavian, Balkan, Italian, Iberian, and less than 1% Middle Eastern. Various sites have said that Nick has Blackfoot Native American ancestry. His DNA results contain no obvious indicators
not so of much
American ancestry. So, oh, that's such an American thing to do. Oh, I'm Cherokee.
Ambitional tokenism.
Yeah,
I think everybody, like, my family does not claim it, but there's like a old picture of a relative in Quebec, and it looks
is it an auntie mum?
Like some there's an it's deep back.
Okay.
But yeah, just up. Like, but it just looks like the most Métis possible picture. So you could claim off that, but we've got nothing.
I thought you were saying that you got a family picture where it's like, they're clearly not sisters. That's the one's mom, but they lied to the kid and said that was their sister. There's lots of that when you go back. Where it's like, oh. That's not your mom. That's your, you know, like those kind of things where it's like the girl has a kid and the mom says it's mine. And then their race, like brother and sister, but really
that's no, that's not right. Women were just able to have kids into their 60s back then, and it wasn't until all the fluoride hormones. In the water and
let your be hormones in the bee. Let me tell
that's
you.
What, that's what makes it very difficult for women to have children at an advanced
age. I don't
age.
Need to tell you. What a great way to start a conversation with, I don't need to tell you. Just, oh, that's brilliant. That link you sent, Brent, I've been enjoying mm-hmm. thoroughly. I've been watching a bit of their work, but anti-mom, weird. So I was doing a grade 10 social studies unit thing here, and then all of a sudden we're flipping the textbook, and oh, we're talking about some kind of indigenous culture, and there's Buffy St. Marie, and they're talking about and I'm like, so anyone, and they had no idea. They were reading it. They're like, oh, that's nice. I'm like, yeah, no, it was all a lie. Let's Google this. And they were like, what? It's like, yep. Pretty crazy.
Just like Nick Carter. Buffy's
should we censor the textbook? Should I do like vandalism activism? And
she did like
right, fraud in all caps. And all 30,
write it in there.
30 copies.
We do so much good for the world, man. It's like graffiti, art crimes, man. Those are crimes of love. Okay, anyway. Getting weird.
I wonder if people were side-eyeing her at the time. Like people who should know.
They're like, this is just the girl from the Jersey Shore. What are you guys talking about? This is what's her name? Snooki's mom.
Buffy. There must have been some old woman like your mom who's like just knows stuff.
She's lying. I went to school.
That's right.
At the same time, you know, it was mostly Italians playing indigenous people in westerns, so there were, you know.
There you go. Italian, indigenous, sounds similar.
She just looks like vowel. The people from the John Wayne pictures.
Starts with a vowel. Starts with a good enough.
And to be fair, just last week, my kid was at baseball provincials, which were played in the 45 degree temperatures. And by the end of the 3 days of pure sun and no shade, I kept getting players mixed up for our one. Like, Latinos backgrounded player. I kept confusing the tans. It happens quick.
It happens quick.
It's honest mistake.
Well, I think she knew what she was doing, but hey.
You and your flaunting that you can play baseball in plus 45, because if things go wrong, you have a hospital to go to. Just throwing it in my face.
I do not know if there is a hospital to go to. It was a nice town, great volunteers, but they did not have like restaurant. There was a co-op gas bar.
Oh, what was the town? Was it like a Hartney or something?
No, Wawanisa.
Okay, yep.
Beautiful places, but not a tree, not a hint of shade.
Gotten famous for their insurance. Not so much for their medical.
And there was a tiny ice cream shop that had a modern flavor burst machine.
They should sell insurance on their ice cream in Wawanisa. That if you drop it, you get a new one. You pay 2 cents extra.
Oh, I like it. I like it. I like it.
2 cents extra per ice cream. But if you drop it, we give you a new one. Right there.
No. Yeah, you think, but then the adjuster's got to come out.
Yeah, then they assess it, and there goes the tribunal.
And, you know, was it replacement or replacement value, or was it only cash value? You know, have that, you know.
You took that. Did you take that ice cream off the lot? Did you take it off the lot? You did. Yeah, it's not really worth much anymore, right?
It seems he licked the flavoring off first, and it was just nothing but the plain
swirl. It fell off, but the cone is... The cone in your hand is dented already. So I'm not replacing the cone, too, because you dented it before, right? But you spilled it.
Some people say those 3 ants would actually increase the value of the ice cream.
So stupid. I'm in a weird mood.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been 2 months since I've posted an episode because it's been dumb, but I just didn't have computer access, so I'll do that this weekend.
That's fair.
Yeah, oh, it seems pretty. Where's the pod?
Where's the pod? Okay, oh, that's what I found in my okay. So I had to throw out my filing cabinet, but kept the goods within. And I just thought it'd be taxes and old bank statements and stuff. But I found all the Dr. Chuck original like scripts and things like that and notes with the psychologist on the phone and everything. I was super excited. Just the whole
document.
Yeah. Just all my handwritten notes. So yeah, that's going away in the vault for sure. And I found the original drawing from the Comic-Con of the Flippin' Danza as well.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So was able to get rid of all like the vet records for animals that we don't have anymore, and car records for cars we don't have anymore, like that I just got rid of, or the animal died like a year ago. So it's like, oh, I guess I can get rid of all this now. So it's got a lot more room for paperwork for the memory stuff, like the Flippin' Danza. That needs to get framed on the wall, man. Who's the boss? I am. As he wrote.
Yeah, that's a pretty beautiful find you got there.
Yeah. It is.
Brought a tear to my eye when I saw it in the group chat.
It is pretty funny, though. Like, everyone's, like, you know, hauling up all the stuff and going, man, you need to get rid of some stuff here. And then we're like, oh, yeah, I know. And we've got these really nice styrofoam blocks for the kids to play on and things like that. And but they got wet. So my mother-in-law's like, where's that going? And we're like, oh, the garbage. She's like, no, it's still good. It's still good. It's like, yeah, you bought these for the kids. So of course you want to keep these. And then we have like really in the basement, we had, it was pretty rustic down there. We had all these logs like halved and like went up 4 feet the wall, like these huge 19
oh yeah
foot, like logs and stuff that we're all getting rid of. And people are like, whoa, you're just getting rid of those? It's like, yeah, like half of them are wet, and what are we gonna do with the top half, you know? So it's all garbage.
Well, people are gonna take the wood.
I could use this in my hunting vise. Like, okay, like, are we supposed to be getting rid of stuff, or is everything, is this going to sit in my garage for 3 years for you to decide what to do with it?
Oh, so, I'd say you got now, you've got 3 hours to get it and take it out yourself.
Well, I couldn't figure out which ones were the damaged ones and which ones weren't, so it went. Yeah. It went.
I feel like Dolphin was like 2 degrees away from turning into the apocalypse. Like, it's very funny how close it can be to, like, you know, stuff that's kind of crumbling, because it was getting pretty nasty there.
Yeah, let me tell you, don't buy anything in town for the next 2 years, because neighbors had, like, these really nice modern tables, and they'd black sewage up, like, you know, a foot or something, and so people would be coming by and be like, hey, mind if I take these? It's like, they're at the front for the garbage man to pick up. Be my guest. It's like, this guy's just going to, you know, take a Lysol wipe to it. It's going to show up on top and buy and sell, you know?
Yeah, from black sewage.
$200 and stuff like that. So, yeah, do not buy any used anything here in town.
That's very true. Yeah, marketplace is going to be all flood damaged.
Oh, garbage, yeah.
And so many cheap people trying to scam someone. It's going to be a bunch of cheap bastards all scamming each other back and forth with their flood damage crap on Facebook Marketplace is what it's going to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you know, you're looking at a new drum set or something. You know, those feet were in the poop. Don't do it. So that was one of the lot. Yeah. I got the drums out about middle of the road, I think.
But you got it pretty bad, right?
No. I got a good compared to everybody, it turns out. Mm. Yeah, my problem was just the amount of stuff I had.
Well, so is the house going to be okay? Like, what happens?
Oh, yeah. No, I've ripped off all the drywall and the carpets and all those boards and everything. Yeah.
And so, then people are going to come in and redo that someday with insurance.
Oh, yes, but not for a while because...
400 years because it's backed up.
Well, it's backed up and it's going to be shoddy work and it's going to be materials are going to be expensive and stuff like that. So I'm just going to wait a little while until things die down. Because like I'm seeing at work like people selling houses 2 weeks from now. What do they do, right? So you get an estimate and maybe you drop the price. Like if it was a $300,000 house, maybe it's a $240,000 house right now, right? Yeah. Type of thing if you don't have insurance. We're seeing contractor quotes. It's like, holy crap, that's a lot of money. So I'm going to wait till, 8 months and then see what the quotes look like.
Yep.
When it's not a huge panic and everyone's trying to get it all at once and the contractors are God in the community, you know? I'll wait things out. Plus, what people don't talk about is these things come in pairs sometimes. I was talking to someone who'd been in the town for the... In 1975, everyone talks about the flood of 75. Turns out there was two floods in 75, just like Swan River. There's been two so far. You know, once that water table is high, it doesn't take much to set it off again. So I'm not putting my stuff downstairs until the winter. So.
Yeah, Mark's got a battery thump pump.
Oh, nice. Yeah, not relying on the power grid. She's off grid. She's Sarah Connor.
She's got power and then a backup. Yeah.
Has anybody drawn that parallel before between Marge and Sarah Connor?
The Ukrainian Sarah Connor with no knowledge of technology, sure.
Living off grid. Sarah Connor, Terminator 2, not Terminator 1. Where she's a damsel in distress. That's not Marge. Marge is doing pull-ups and stabbing people with pens.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I had a good chat with her today.
Oh, yeah.
Are we going to talk about the big news story or no? We better not.
Oh, I think so. I think the big news story is the big news story.
Absolutely. Oh, okay. I didn't know if we were allowed to or not. Maybe you had some kind of job or something, I thought.
No way. We're just reading the CBC article here.
Okay.
I've never met the man, I don't think.
Okay. So you're maybe not his lawyer. You're not his legal. Okay. So this is, Mayor of Dauphin.
Which one?
strikes again. The position.
Yes.
The cursed position, or the maybe it attracts a darkness.
Well, yeah. The other guy we're talking about is Martin Budzinski, who went missing for a while there, and then he came back. That's my favorite newspaper. It's like that big USSR.
Well, I was talking about Alec Paul, who murdered someone.
Okay.
So yeah, we have Martin Budzinski who went and disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
We have Alec Paul dead now. Let's just say it. Probably murderer. Yeah, yep. Our mayor.
And don't forget, in the 90s, Virginia Jameson, who always had to fill in after like Martin screwed off or Inky got elected, but she never actually won an election, I don't think.
And then we had a mayor.
She's a woman. Can't have a woman mayor in this.
Then we had a mayor die.
Oh, yeah.
In office.
Doan. Oh, yeah. My gosh. I forgot about that.
And then...
Eric Irwin died in office too. Oh my gosh. You're right.
And then a former mayor, Inky Mark, who has a lot of signs on his yard, we'll say, just got arrested with like 400 guns and $300,000 in cash.
439
guns.
Yes.
Seems like a good... How could you walk anywhere without running into a gun in your house at that point?
Sort of seems like my house right now.
His house isn't that big.
No.
And do you like the smell? Like, gun oil is so distinctive.
Well, I think he really likes the smell of it, I think. I think he really
that must
likes
be
it. Like, have you seen what his tombstone is in the cemetery, Carter? Have you?
No.
Oh, Carter, I got that. That's your homework to go find. Yeah, it's all a bunch of guns. It's like an AR-15. And like,
oh, Jesus.
Yeah, no, his grave is literally. God, he's not dead yet. He pre-bought his gravestone and it's guns.
Oh, my gosh.
I made a video pretending to be him in grade 10 where we drive around shooting guns when he was my teacher making fun of him being so insane about guns. And I'm screaming, they're going to take our guns. And this was in grade 10. I made this. And my Uncle Ron and my stepdad Frank star in it with real firearms. And we drive around Dauphin with real guns, pretending to shoot each other on the back of a truck, and nobody cared. And we submit it. And I think I have the tape right in the closet behind me, as a matter of fact.
Well, I did not. You know why nobody cared? Trudeau was still in high school, too.
Now, Trevor, was there any knowledge, like, he was mayor and working in this high school, correct?
Yeah, oh, working, all right.
Because he just slept. Like, there was no anger. Was there gun love that I didn't know about?
No, he never talked about it.
He just slept.
He slept at school all the time.
A lot, yeah.
He would put his feet up. Mm-hmm. And go to sleep. We watched Schindler's List 4 times one semester. Oh, I loved it. I loved it. I made him a grading stick called the marker. And it was just how much of the sheet is full is what the grade is. Because that's all he did. He just looked at how much he wrote. And if you wrote 70% of the paper, you got a 7. So
I'm dying here. Brent just said the word gun love, and now I can't get the U2 song One out of my head. Gun love. Gun blood. Gun life. You got to do what you should.
Gun
life with each other. Sisters. Brothers.
Gun brother. Gun mother. Gun love.
So,
gun love.
Hi. So you didn't mention he was a member of parliament for 13 years as well. There.
He was also our member of parliament, our high school teacher, my mom's childhood friend.
Oh, yeah. He's got the Gilbert connection.
Oh, I've known him my whole life. He sent me letters of endorsement with government MP letterheads from his office. I have recommendations on paper from Inky.
Ooh, you should get a job with one of those. That'd be amazing right now. Bring
I could work. I could go work for the local Conservative Party here. You know.
He doesn't get along with the Conservative Party.
My new secret. My new secret thinking is that Inky knows exactly what he did, and he wants this to go to trial to change something about the interpreting of the laws. Like, he's doing this as a case to set some kind of precedent, and this has been very... He knows doing, I think.
I think it's going to be a jury trial because he's a very sympathetic accused to a lot of people here in town.
Wild.
He's just a collector.
His apology seemed pretty interesting. Like, it was just like, I'm sorry. I probably shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, actually, as far as apologies go. He's like, yep. Broke the law. My mom already talked to him.
My favorite was the, like, 20... Oh, I forget what year. I think it might have been 20... No, it was the 2010 Dauphin mayoral race there. Where it was Eric Irwin, Inky, and Alex Paul.
That is the trifecta of dominance.
Yeah.
Of Dauphin politics right there, of just chaos.
It's like the triple threat match of like Ric Flair, Randy Savage, and
Is it Hulk Hogan? Just because?
No, we were. No, we need a little bit more technical guy in there. Yeah.
Okay, so who's who? Who's Ric Flair?
Yes, yeah.
Who is the wrestler who is the wrestler who killed his girlfriend? In...
Jimmy Snuka. Jimmy Snuka is Alex. Super Snuka. Game reverse. Yeah, let's. Like, yeah, we could go play some. Better stop while we're at. I'll just.
Yeah, like, we'll okay. say.
Who's okay? Then Iggy, and then. Let's just say Iggy starts with and ends in. And then Eric. Oh, Eric's Hogan. I don't know. Yeah.
Or he'd be Macho Man, and then Budinky be Flair if we're actually doing the... They have to be one of those three.
Steamboat. I was thinking Steamboat Savage.
Oh, Flair. Nice.
Yeah, that's the technical. Like, if you want to, just, if you want to get a good work rate in there, you know. I don't know, Eric? No, Eric is... So Jim Duggan.
No, okay.
Yeah. And he won. Eric won that one. Squeak by. Start his political dominance.